Movies and musicals on RTE Lyric FM, sponsored by IFI at Home, the new streaming service from the Irish Film Institute. Come home to film. Come home to ifihome.ie.
Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes.
So, Garrett, we must begin, I suppose, by nodding and congratulating the Irish nominees for the Golden Globes that broke on Wednesday. It was great.
It's great. And we're into the award season now. We're going to be getting lots of this. But Wolfwalkers nominated for animated film. Brendan Gleeson for supporting actor in The Comey Rule. And Normal People as well for limited series. Daisy Edgar-Jones getting nominated in that series as well. So, yeah, the Golden Globes will take place on the 28th of February with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler on different sides of America presenting. So we'll look forward
changed.
To that.
It's all changed.
Sure has.
Now, musical chairs, Garrett.
Yeah, the director of Crazy Rich Asians, John M. Chu, has taken the chair for a musical, the director's chair, that is. This is Wicked, the stage musical, been turned into a movie. And he's taken over from Stephen Daldry, who left the project last autumn because I suppose the studio wanted to move forward in a different way or a bit faster with it, really.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, this one. Yeah.
It has. Yeah. It's a revisionist take on The Wizard of Oz from the perspective of the witches. But it's a good director, actually, John M. Chu, to have in the director's chair. To mention another director as well, this is the director of The White Tiger, Raman Barani, will direct an adaptation of the 2020 thriller novel Amnesty. He's going to write, direct and produce the project, which follows an undocumented immigrant who cleans houses in Australia and one summer day realizes that he has information about a murder of one of his employers. So there you go. Sounds like an intriguing one altogether. So that's some directors on the move.
All right, some casting news for us. Quite a star-studded cast for this next one.
This is a big Amazon 7-part anthology series called Solos, which will premiere later this year. Big cast, as you mentioned, Morgan Freeman, Anne Hathaway, Helen Mirren, Uzo Aduba, Anthony Mackie, Dan Stevens and Constance Wu are all going to star in it. Now, the series is going to explore the deeper meaning of human connection through the lens of the individual. It will tell stories, each from a different perspective and moment in time, about humanity binds together. The Hunters series creator David Weil serves as executive producer and showrunner and will also make his directorial debut.
Very good. Another series coming to Netflix is The Lincoln Lawyer.
The Lincoln Lawyer, and Neve Campbell will star in this. If you remember, she starred in Scream, and this is for Netflix they're doing. It's a high-profile, serialized legal drama. It's an adaptation of Michael Connelly's novel and hails from producer David E. Kelly. Now, the series follows Mickey, who runs his L.A. law practice out of the back of his Lincoln Town car. Manuel Garcia Ruffalo, who was in Murder on the Orient Express, will play the lead character, and the story will be based on the second book, which was called The Brass Verdict.
Very good. You mentioned the Sundance Film Festival last Saturday to us, Garrett, and one of the films you mentioned was Coda. It ended up being the big winner.
Yeah, it did. It was one of the big winners, winning the Grand Jury Prize, and its director, Sean Hader, actually won Best Director as well, and it also won an award for its ensemble cast. It did a big deal as well since we last spoke with Apple, who bought the film for $25 million. Mm. So that's going to put it right into probably awards contention when it comes around again, but they're going to be releasing it. Summer of Soul was also a big winner. This is a documentary which is directed by Amir Questlove Thompson, and it's a sort of the long unseen concert footage from the 1969 Harlem Cultural Festival, which was a six weekend event, and it explores all of that. So they were the big winners, and of course, you know, we'll get more mentions of movies that have been picked up by distributors from Sundance, because it's always a great teller for the sort of indie sector in terms of the movies that do come our way.
Very good. Let's take a look at online new releases this weekend. We're starting with Netflix.
Yeah, Malcolm and Marie. This is Sam Levinson directing Zendaya and John David Washington. This is about a director and his girlfriend's relationship is tested after they return home from his movie premiere and awaits critics' responses. We've got something interesting on Sky, actually, Sky Atlantic, to check out this week as well. This is Gabriel Byrne, actually, is starring in it. It's called 000. It's based on a novel of the same name. It's a fast-paced, edgy series that revolves around the violent Mexican sort of cartels and a corrupt American businessman who are all competing for supremacy over the world's cocaine trade.
Very good. What else have you for us?
On Amazon Prime, you have Bliss, which stars Salma Hayek and Owen Wilson, a mind-bending love story following Greg, who after recently being divorced and then fired, meets this mysterious lady called Isabel living on the streets and convinced that the polluted, broken world around them is a computer simulation. And finally, just to mention, if you're a fan of Justin Timberlake, well, he stars as Eddie Palmer on an Apple TV film, which is about a former college sports star returns to his hometown after a stint in prison, and when a young boy, Sam, comes into Eddie's care after his mother leaves him without a word, the two form a bond. It's called Palmer. You'll find it on Apple TV.
Very good. Give us a TV movie for the weekend ahead. What have you picked?
This was one of the movies that for years I never got to see, and people were always talking about it, and lockdown provided me with the opportunity to finally go and watch it. It's Inception, which has a really great cast in it. Leonardo DiCaprio, Elliot Page, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Tom Hardy and Cillian Murphy. It's about a talented thief who uses high-tech devices to enter other people's dreams so he can steal their secrets. It's on RT2 tonight at 9:50. And also just to mention Andy the Great, which is about a young woman drops out of university, moves back in with her parents, then begins the difficult task of finding her place within the world. It's a comedy drama shot in Vancouver. It's the directorial debut of an Irish director and writer, David Lawrence. And that's on RT1. It's on late, but it's on at 12:05 tonight.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Aideen.